How to help someone notice a role and choose a faithful response when someone notices a family role. The next step is not shame. The next step is discernment. A person may say, I think I was the caretaker, or I was the one who had to succeed, or I stayed invisible, or I became the one who pushed back. That realization can bring grief, relief, confusion, or even anger. A wise Christian leader helps the person move slowly from awareness to faithful response. Here is a simple pattern. First, ask what the role did. You might say, what did that role help you do in your family? Maybe it helped the person stay safe, receive approval, reduce conflict, protect siblings, avoid criticism, or feel useful. Second, ask what the role cost. You might say, what did that role cost you over time? Maybe it cost rest, honesty, childhood freedom, emotional safety, healthy boundaries, joy, or the ability to ask for help. Third, ask what gift may be inside the role. A caretaker may carry compassion. An achiever may carry compassion. A peacemaker may carry sensitivity to tension. A rebel may carry courage to resist what is wrong. An invisible child may carry careful observation. Fourth, ask what Christ may be redeeming. This is where discipleship begins. The caretaker may learn compassion with boundaries. The achiever may learn diligence without identity in performance. The peacemaker may become a true peacemaker, not a conflict avoider. The rebel may become a courageous truth teller under humility. The invisible one may learn that being seen can be safe in Christ-centered community. Fifth, choose one faithful response. Not everything changes at once. A faithful response might be saying no once, asking for help once, resting without guilt, speaking honestly in a safe conversation, letting someone else carry responsibility, praying before reacting, receiving correction without collapse, serving without rescuing. The leader's role is not to control the outcome. The leader helps the person discern one next step. A helpful question is, what would it look like to practice the gift without remaining trapped in the role? That question is powerful. The person does not have to hate the role. They can thank God for what helped them survive, grieve what it cost, repent where it became harmful, and receive a renewed identity in Christ. In a ministry genogram conversation, we help people see that family roles are real, but they are not final. Christ does not merely give people a better label. He gives them new life. As image bearers, they are invited to live with truth, love, courage, humility, responsibility, and freedom.